always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. CBS News has obtained a Trump administration memo detailing a plan to send detainees to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, even if they haven't committed a crime. CBS News immigration reporter Camila Montoya Galvez has that.
According to the agreement between the Department of Defense and Homeland Security governing the operations at Guantanamo Bay, the administration gave officials broad and wide-ranging discretion to decide who to send to Guantanamo Bay, including the ability to transfer detainees there who lacked any serious criminal record in the U.S. or any at all.
A federal judge says he's found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in criminal contempt of court for violating his orders last month to turn around planes carrying deportees to a prison in El Salvador. The judge warned he could refer the matter for prosecution. Major changes may be coming to the FDA's inspection programs. CBS's Alexander Tin is on the health watch.
FDA officials say that they have been asked to start drawing up plans to end routine food safety inspections, effectively outsourcing much of their work to state and local health authorities. Details of how the outsourcing would take place have not been finalized under the Trump administration plan. High-risk food inspections, like for facilities making baby formula and producers overseas, are still expected to be done by the FDA.
The Trump administration is suing Maine's education department for refusing to bar transgender athletes from participating in girls' sports. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Maine's leadership has refused to comply at every turn, so now we have no other choice. We are taking them to court.
State officials say they're pushing back because the state's Human Rights Act protects a person's civil rights regardless of their gender identity. A man who'd been living on the streets of San Luis Obispo, California, has won $1 million in a lottery scratch-off game. Wilson Saman is one of the owners of the liquor store where the man bought the ticket.
He couldn't believe like he won the much money, and he's like, oh, finally I'm off the street. I was very happy for him. He deserved every penny of it. He's going to be up in his feet again, living off the street.
Stop scarfing down your food, says CBS's Allison Keyes.
Are you that person who inhales their food and is done way ahead of everyone else at the table? Scientists say you should slow down. Take a breath, put down your phone, turn off the TV, and focus on the meal itself. Scientists say when people focus on eating, they tend to enjoy the meal more and eat less, and also don't risk annoying the person who put their heart in making it.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers today in Milwaukee. A good performance by starter Jose Quintana. Last night, 24-year-old Quinn Priester tossed a shutout. Pat Murphy on the crew's scouting department.
No, it's hats off to them for finding a guy in AAA that can come and give us two pretty good outings so far. And looks like he's a lot to work with and great kid and competitor. And seems like, once again, they strike again. Matt Arnold and his posse.
NBA, the Bucks holding practice, getting ready for Saturday's playoff game at noon against the Pacers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost their starting left tackle for the season due to a torn ACL. Head coach Luke Fickle on tackle Kevin Haywood.
Obviously, I think he's going to have surgery, so we're probably going to lose him and probably not going to get him back, obviously, even for the season. So that was one that's going to be really difficult and tough. But, you know, it's also a part of the game.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's become an albatross for me. I just wish it was gone. Those are the words of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York director Chris Columbus. He is referring to the 7-second cameo by Donald Trump in the film. Columbus wants the Trump cameo removed from the film, saying it's become a curse and adding that the 47th president bullied his way into the movie, telling the production they couldn't shoot at the Plaza Hotel unless he was in the film. Columbus joked that if he cuts the cameo, he could be deemed not fit to live in America and deported. I think he was joking. Here's a quick pick. The show Mobland on Paramount Plus is pretty good. The Guy Ritchie directed show stars Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Thomas Hardy. It's a fast-moving mob caper that doesn't hold back on gang violence. It is shot with Ritchie's classic pacing, so even if there is a moment you get bored with, it's quickly over. I'm 3 episodes in, and we'll keep you posted. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, partly to mostly cloudy skies, southeast winds, morning lows in the mid-30s. On Thursday, more clouds on the way. Some late-day showers will be possible. It'll be breezy with highs in the upper 50s, close to the 60-degree mark. Currently 44 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll talk issues that matter to you with State Senator Sarah Kieski and also Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich. Also the NFL Draft of the Packers. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Awesome.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. So Judge Boasberg, the guy who first ruled that Mr. Garcia and 250 some odd other people could not be deported. He was the original judge who said, turn those planes around. And Marco Rubio and dictator Bukele down in El Salvador said, oops, we just somehow missed that, anyhow, he says he just ruled this just minutes ago. He said, quote, the court ultimately determines that the government's actions on that day demonstrate a willful disregard for its order, sufficient for the court to conclude that probable cause exists to find the government in criminal contempt. Now, that means somebody could go to jail. It's unlikely he's going to go after Trump for this. The Supreme Court has granted Trump absolute immunity, but he could certainly go after little Marco, or he could, more likely, he'll go after the lawyers who are standing in front of him. He adds, the court does not reach such conclusion lightly or hastily. Indeed, it has given Democrats ample opportunity to rectify or explain their actions. None of their responses have been satisfactory. He also pointed to Marco Rubio's social media posts and said the Constitution does not tolerate willful disobedience of judicial orders, especially by officials of a coordinate branch who have sworn an oath to uphold it. Now, keep in mind, Judge Boasberg is a conservative judge. He's a member of the Federalist Society. He was appointed to the bench by George W. Bush. Pam Bondi then goes on Fox News, Attorney General Barbie here, and she says, Judge Boasberg is meddling in our government. Our government? I didn't know it was your government, Pam. I thought it was everybody's guy. Anyway, she says, and the question should be, why is the judge trying to protect terrorists who invaded our country over American citizens? Garcia was not a terrorist, and he didn't invade our country. He's here with our permission. He was here legally. He is the father of 3 American children. He is the husband of an American wife. He is he has permission to work here. He's a union member. He's a sheet metal apprentice. The people he works with say he's one of the best employees ever. His employers want him back. It's incredible. Meanwhile, U.S. District Court Judge Paula Zinnes ran out of patience yesterday. Said that she's going to order a 2-week inquiry into this thing. She's going to give the government 2 more weeks. I think, frankly, that's way too much time, but, I get, the justice moves slowly, but it moves. She ordered the administration to arrange for Garcia's return. And she said, to date, the record, she's talking to the government lawyer, and she says, to date, the record shows that nothing has been done. Nothing. She says, we're going to move. There are no business hours while we do this. Cancel vacations, cancel other employments. I'm usually pretty good about things like that in my court, but not this time, so I expect all hands on deck. She described an intense two-week expedited discovery schedule where his attorneys have the ability to, Garcia's attorneys have the ability to subpoena documents, send interrogatory requests, and subpoena up to two additional people. And she named four senior officials from the Department of Homeland Security who have to show up in person to testify over the next 2 weeks. Meanwhile, my old buddy Richard Green, Richard Green, the civics dean, .substack.com is his website. Richard used to be one of the, he used to host a weekend show on Air America, which is where I first met Richard. I've known Richard for years. He's a good guy. And he's an attorney. And he's pointing to this law, excuse me, it's Maryland Criminal Code 3-502. And it states, now keep in mind, Garcia lived in Maryland before he was abducted by ICE and deported to El Salvador. It's the law, the Maryland law says, quote, a person may not, by force or fraud, carry or cause a person to be carried in or outside the state with the intent to have that person carried or concealed in or outside the state. A person who violates this section is guilty of the felony of kidnapping, and on conviction is subject to imprisonment not exceeding 30 years. And my old buddy Richard says, Maryland Attorney General Anthony G. Brown and or Prince George's County District Attorney Aisha Braveboy could absolutely arrest and prosecute Donald Trump for violation of Maryland's kidnapping laws. Now, on that, I'm skeptical. I don't think that they could arrest Donald Trump, and nor do I think that they would. But I do think that they could demand the names of the ICE agents who showed up and kidnapped this guy. And they could go after Tom Holman and anybody in the chain of command. Richard goes on to say, Donald Trump, Pam Bondi, Kristi Noem, and Stephen Miller kidnapped Kilmar Garcia off the streets of an American city, Beltsville, Maryland, and without any constitutional due process, took him by force outside of Maryland and outside the United States. That's kidnapping by any definition. And he gives the phone number for the Attorney General of Maryland and for the Prince George's County District Attorney. I'm not going to read them on the air, but you can look them up easily. And says, call them and demand that they arrest somebody from the Trump administration for kidnapping. He says there's also a way to charge the president of El Salvador, Bukele, for aiding and abetting the kidnapping, and that they should do that as well. He points out that Maryland is one of the original 13 states that participated in, you know, writing and demanding the Bill of Rights, which this is a clear violation of. Meanwhile, who is this Bukele guy? He's 43 years old. He claims he's the youngest dictator in the world. He calls himself the world's coolest dictator. He likes to wear aviator sunglasses. He likes to produce rap videos of prisoners being tortured. In 2019, he was elected to the presidency based on a promise to end gang violence and corruption. And he did. The homicides dropped from 103 per 100,000 down to 2.4. That was in 2015, to a record low of 2.4 per 100,000 in 2023. So he has an 80% approval rating for doing that across the country of El Salvador. But the miracle came at a staggering cost. He didn't eradicate crime through, you know, solving problems that fester crime, like poverty. He eradicated crime by dismantling democracy. This is from a piece by Dean Blundell over at Substack. He scrapped due process. He instilled paralyzing fear in El Salvador's 6.3 million people. He's a textbook authoritarian. I mean, this is just amazing stuff. This is the guy that Donald Trump was you know, slobbering all over yesterday in the White House. Since declaring a state of emergency in March, or day before yesterday, in March of 2022, Bukele has arrested over 85,000 people, roughly 1.6% of the population of his country, often without warrants or evidence. Human Rights Watch reports only 1,000 convictions, meaning tens of thousands of innocent people are languishing in prison. At least 261 have died in custody, with credible reports of torture, beatings, and medical neglect. The Center for Confinement of Terrorism, CECOT, this is where these Americans are being held, is not a rehabilitation facility. It's a pay-for-play concentration camp where prisoners, including U.S. deportees, are disappeared into a judicial black hole, writes Dean Blundell. CECOT opened in 2023. It's a mega prison for 40,000 inmates. Cells lack windows, ventilation, or mattresses. Prisoners sleep on bare metal and eat twice daily and endure 23.5-hour lockdowns with only 30 minutes of exercise in windowless corridors. Human rights groups document systematic torture. Scabies, starvation, beatings are rampant. Crystal Sol, a Salvadoran non-governmental organization, reports 367 deaths across the prison system, with families denied information about their loved ones. Bukele's propaganda, he writes, glorifies this cruelty. He posts slick videos of shackled inmates, heads bowed, escorted by armed guards to a pulsating soundtrack, images straight out of a dystopian thriller. He took 261 U.S. deportees last month. CBS News looked into them, and they found 75% of these deportees had no criminal record. They committed no crime. And yet they are now trapped in this brutal concentration camp. And, you know, the definition, according to the U.S. Holocaust Museum, of a concentration camp is a prison beyond the rule of law, a place where people are imprisoned without due process of law. And that's exactly what he is running. He is running a concentration camp, and we are sending people to it. Dean Bladel writes, like Stalin's labor camp, CECOT uses prisoners for forced labor to sustain itself, with Bukele boasting it's financially self-sufficient. He puts some of them to work. He says, like Mussolini, he projects strength through militarized displays, replacing judges with loyalists. In 2021, his party ousted the Supreme Court justices and the attorney general and installed his loyalists. He's jailed critics, including his former security advisor, who died in custody in February of last year, allegedly after being tortured. Politicians, judges, and journalists face ruthless and relentless intimidation. Over 50 official and critics have fled the country. In 2020, he sent troops into the legislature to strong-arm approval of a piece of legislation that he wanted. His state of emergency suspends fundamental rights. No warrants, no lawyers, no contact with families. Amnesty International reports forced disappearances. Women face sexual violence in custody, and families of detainees are threatened with arrest for protesting. He's also targeted minorities with reports of arbitrary arrests of queer individuals. In 2021, he fired all the judges over 60, affecting 200 magistrates, a third, 33% of the judiciary. His new judges rubber stamp his policies like a mass trial of 900 people at once. Yeah, that's due process for you. His political opponents face trumped-up charges while business leaders are squeezed for money and loyalty. This is a country that has a 30% poverty rate, which has not improved since he became president. Instead, they have the highest incarceration rate in the world. Keep in mind, the United States is around 700 per 100,000, as I recall, 650, something like that. We are the highest in the developed world. He is at 1,600 per 100,000 people. He's got 109,000 people behind bars in this little tiny country. Fear permeates societies. Dissenters risk arrest. Families of the detained lived in dread. Meanwhile, his wealth grows. He now has 34 homes, 34 properties that he has acquired during his term. And this is what strong men do. They enrich themselves. Donald Trump Jr. and Matt Gaetz fawn over him. Donald Trump Jr. attended his inauguration. I'm telling you, this is Trump's role model. This is what Trump wants. He wants to be a dictator. And frankly, he is becoming one. He is doing it right now, right in front of us. I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Republicans are trying to steal an election in the Carolinas. I'll tell you about that in North Carolina. Excuse me. I'll tell you about that right after the break.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline online right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Saturday, April 19th, Lake Arrowhead Easter Egg Hunt. Join the Easter Bunny for an Easter egg hunt on the Pines Driving Range. This event is open to both members and the public for children up to 12 years, starting at 10 a.m. sharp. Saturday, April 19th, Wisconsin Rapids Kiwanis 97th Annual Easter Egg Hunt at the Lincoln High School Staff Parking Lot, 16th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. Activities will begin at 9 a.m., pictures with the Easter Bunny and some carnival-style games from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and the egg hunt will start promptly at 10 a.m. at the sound of an air horn. Saturday, April 19th at 10 a.m., the Port Edwards Lions Club Easter Egg Hunt at Alexander Park, 210 2nd Street, Port Edwards. Port Edwards Community Easter Egg Hunt Saturday, April 19th, 10:15 a.m., immediately following the Lions Club Easter Egg Hunt. On the Port Edwards United Methodist Church lawn, there will be an Easter Egg Hunt at 411 Wisconsin River Drive. Special egg hunts for toddlers, candy-filled eggs, and golden egg prizes.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Ann from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for? If they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water.
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show, moving soon to its new time, weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is Shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, tax accountants, you've been hearing me talk about Blue Jay, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know how crazy it is this time of year. Well, Blue Jay is the leading generative AI solution and the preferred partner solution of CPA.com for tax research that delivers answers with the touch of a button. I asked my accountant, Larry, to test it out, and this is what he told me. He said, Tom, research takes a lot of time, and I'm obsessive about making sure things are done right. Blue Jay has made our firm more efficient by saving us time. It's easy to use, and the excellent quality of the research responses have taken a huge load off my shoulders. End of quote. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, and intuitive AI technology. Built from a library of only the most trusted tax resources, updated daily to keep up with changes in tax. For a limited time, I can get you 40% off at bluejay.com/startnow. That's B-L-U-E and the letter J.com/startnow. Or text my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Blue Jay, generative AI for better tax answers. Text fees may apply.
They built a machine fueled by fear. A whisper grows and it's all you hear. From every screen it feeds the fire. Twisting truth to fuel desire. A mother's cry, a worker's loss. A calculated line they'll toss. They turn your pain into their gold. Selling grievance never gets old. The grievance machine is always on. Spinning stories just till dawn. The grievance machine. They say the danger's at
your door. Yeah, it's Fox so-called news, and they have basically the entire right-wing ecosphere. By the way, last November, North Carolina held an election for the state Supreme Court, and Allison Riggs, the Democrat, won. And her opponent, Jefferson Griffin, a MAGA Republican, lost. There was a 734-vote victory. Well, Griffin went scorched earth. He tried to disenfranchise 60,000 voters in four blue counties. He specifically went to four blue counties and said, exclude the voters in these four counties. Well, you know, the courts didn't go along with that. So then he said, here's the problem. The mail-in votes from the military overseas and people who are permanent residents overseas, which, by the way, tend to go Democratic. The military votes tend to go Republican, but they're the smaller number. The people who are permanent residents of other countries, they tend to go Democratic. And so he says, let's not count those. And so the court says, okay, we'll split the baby. I'll give those people 30 days to come to North Carolina and prove that they are who they are and, quote, cure their ballots. Now, I'm not sure if they have to physically show up or if they have to do something or just submit paperwork. But here you've got, thousands of votes, 5,000 or 6,000 votes that skew heavily Democratic. Keep in mind, this is an election the Democrat won by 700 votes. Now it's being tossed to a federal court. And hopefully that will stop this. But this is the new template for Republicans. Elections don't matter. Any loophole, anything you can do to defeat your loss in an election, you do.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. If CBD isn't part of your wellness routine yet, now is the time to change that. It's CBD Awareness Month, and CB Distillery is going all out with a massive sale. Save up to 60% off everything. That includes their number one best-selling relief stick for post-workout pain and their sleep gummies, which are my absolute favorite products. I use them every night. And all of it's up to 60% off when you use the code VIP. This is premium quality CBD. Nothing artificial, no fillers, just clean plant-based solutions that work. Whether you need to sleep better, have less stress, or relief from pain after exercise, CB Distillery has a natural solution to help you. You don't want to miss this discount. It's the perfect time to get started with CBD and stock up. Visit CBDistillery.com and use my promo code VIP. That's CBDistillery.com, code VIP. CBDistillery.com, code VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. When was the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. And if you're like me, the answer is never. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, Your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know what's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. Stop what you're doing now and find out today if you're already a victim. Use promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now and use that promo code TOM14. That's HomeTitleLock.com, and the promo code is TOM14.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. CBS News has learned the Trump administration is considering sending people to the detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, even if they haven't been convicted of a crime. CBS's Camilo Montoya-Galvez has that.
The conditions are very broad and sweeping in scope and include migrants who are suspected of using a smuggler to enter the U.S.
Big changes on the way at the FDA, says CBS's Matt Piper.
CBS News has learned that FDA officials have been asked to lay out a plan to end routine food safety inspections. It comes after 10,000 workers were let go last month, ordered by HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
The Justice Department is suing Maine's Education Department over its refusal to bar transgender athletes from girls' sports. Democratic Governor Janet Mills.
This is about the rule of law. Okay, it's about who makes the laws, which is the legislature and the Congress, and who enforces and executes the laws, which is the chief executive.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Taylor Sheridan and Paramount Plus are proving to be a match made in ratings heaven. Sheridan's 1923 season 2 finale brought in over 14 million viewers, the most ever for the series, as people tuned in to finally see World War I hero and lion hunter Spencer Dutton come to the defense of his family's land. As a result, the show joined Landman and Tulsa King as the top three shows on Paramount Plus. The season 2 finale of 1923 also got 163 million views on social media. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia will return for its 17th season in July. In a related story, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been on for 17 seasons. In the new season, the Patty's Pub gang struggles as they are about to see their beloved bar devoured by corporate America. Admittedly, I completely forgot it was still on the air, but it is currently the longest running live action series. The new season starts July 9th on FX with shows screening on Hulu the next day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers today in Milwaukee. A good performance by starter Jose Quintana. Last night, 24-year-old Quinn Priester tossed a shutout. Pat Murphy on the crew's scouting department.
No, it's hats off to them for finding a guy in AAA that can come and give us two pretty good outings so far. And looks like he's a lot to work with and great kid and competitor. And seems like, once again, they strike again. Matt Arnold and his posse.
NBA, the Bucks holding practice, getting ready for Saturday's playoff game at noon against the Pacers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost their starting left tackle for the season due to a torn ACL. Head coach Luke Fickell on tackle Kevin Haywood.
Obviously, I think he's going to have surgery, so it's probably going to lose him and probably not going to get him back, obviously, even for the season. So that was one that's going to be really difficult and tough. But, you know, it's also a part of the game.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Of the overnight, partly to mostly cloudy skies, southeast winds, morning lows in the mid-30s. On Thursday, more clouds on the way. Some late-day showers will be possible. It'll be breezy with highs in the upper 50s, close to the 60-degree mark. Currently 44 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll have Joe Zepecki, our weekly state capitol report, and see how the Brewers are doing after playing 3 at home against Detroit.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path Collagen offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the cost of other collagen brands. So visit getnativepath.com/Tom, G-E-T, getnativepath.com today, and start your transformation today.
Donald Trump, with a golden dream, wants to rule by any scheme. Talks of Greenland, talks of land, wants to take with his hand. Power, wealth, his empire grows. Where it ends, nobody knows. Imperial dreams reach so wide, chasing power fueled by pride. From Paul to Putin, he takes his cues, a fantasy he won't refuse.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. A geeky science for you. This is just absolutely amazing. Last weekend, Sunday morning, Louise and I were out in Forest Park climbing the Wild Cherry Trail. If you've ever been there and you know what I'm talking about, you know what it is. It's this path. It just kind of goes straight up the side of a mountain. And, you know, we on our Apple Watches, we monitor our heartbeat rates. 101, 110, 115, 130, 100. But it's great. This is 5,200 acres of forest and 80 miles of trails. It's the largest urban park in the world, the largest park inside a city. And it's wild. It's just, you know, total wild area. And so anyhow, we were walking and Louise was like, you know, I've heard that being out in the nature is good for you. In fact, she did a song about it, you know, and Go Find Your Mountain. And, we've done geeky sciences on it. And there's all these studies that show that if you live in nature, you visit nature regularly, if you see the ducks and the geese, you visit the forest, those kind of things, it actually improves mental health. People who have hospital rooms where they can look out the window and see green things heal faster. I mean, there's all kinds of science on this, right? So anyhow, she was wondering out loud, because we do this every weekend, could these walks in the woods actually be helping our health? And for that matter, could it be helping our immune systems? You know, dealing with things like asthma or arthritis and stuff like that. So when we got home from the walk, I sat down with a couple of search engines and dug into it. And this is what I learned. First of all, David Strachan proposed in 1989 what he called the hygiene hypothesis, which argues that the reason that people end up with asthma and plaque psoriasis and all these other autoimmune disorders where the immune system is just constantly attacking the body or overreacting to things is because as children, they were not sufficiently exposed to germs, to bad germs, but in particular good germs, and that their house was too clean, that they weren't in nature enough. And it recalibrates your immune system. Now, the hygiene hypothesis is kind of out. It's been replaced by what's called the old friends hypothesis, which is that there is this collection of microbes, bacteria, fungi, that we co-evolved with over millions of years, and that we have separated ourselves from because they live in the soil in the forest, by and large, and, you know, in trees and things. And they are our old friends. So anyhow, there's this amazing 2015 study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and they compared the immune profiles of Amish children who grow up in farms and forest with regular exposure to soil with genetically identical Hutterite children who live on industrial farms with limited exposure to animals and soil. And despite their genetic similarities, these are both, you know, German ancestry, the Amish children had dramatically lower levels of asthma and allergies. Then there's this fascinating body of evidence that comes from studies on what's called Shinrin-yoku, which is the Japanese phrase for forest bathing. Now, you don't have to take off your clothes for this. You go into the forest, you know, just normally, like Louise and I go on our hikes every Saturday and Sunday. It's a Japanese practice of immersing oneself in a forest environment. So this is a major study done at the Nippon Medical School in Tokyo. They took a group of middle-aged Tokyo businessmen into the forest for 3 days. And after 3 days of just kind of camping out, what they found was that the blood test revealed significant increases in natural killer cells, the immune cells that played a vital role in fighting infection and fighting off cancer. But most remarkably, they showed decreased levels of inflammatory cytokines, the things that drive the excessive inflammatory responses in conditions like asthma. And most surprisingly, these beneficial immune changes that occurred just from 3 days in the forest lasted more than 30 days. Their entire immune systems downregulated their response, you know, their kind of asthma kind of response, and upregulated their anti-cancer response. There was another study published in 2020 in Science Advances. This was out of Finland. And what they did was they modified daycare playgrounds. Instead of having sand, they brought in forest dirt, literally from the forest, soil, native plants, all the microbiota that they contain. And after 28 days, they measured the blood of the children who were playing in these naturalized playgrounds. They had an increased diversity in their skin and gut microbiomes. But most importantly, their regulatory T cells, these are the specialized immune cells that drive allergic reactions, that drive asthma, that drive allergies, that dampen excessive immune responses. There was an increase in the regulatory T cells. In other words, their asthma kind of responses went way, way down. Another fascinating aspect of forest exposure is something called phytoncides. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing it. Phytoncides. These are the natural oils that are released by trees and plants in the forest as a defense against insects. And these chemicals, the phytoncide exposure, reduces levels of stress hormones in humans. It decreases the sympathetic nervous system activity. This is the fight and flight response. And it enhances the parasympathetic nervous system. That's your rest and digest functions. Lab studies have gone even farther, demonstrating that some of these phytoncides have direct anti-inflammatory processes or properties. Alpha-pinene, for example, which is one of the compounds the pine trees release into the air, has been shown to reduce inflammatory markers in lung tissue, particularly in people with asthma. A 2019 study that was published in Environmental Health Perspectives found that adults living near areas with greater biodiversity have lower rates of asthma exacerbations and lower rates of hospital visits associated with asthma compared to those living near less diverse green spaces. So get out in the forest, huh? You know, we spend a couple hours every weekend in the forest. And you know, where we live, we're kind of surrounded by trees, but it's not like in the forest. I mean, you know, it's all kind of manicured, you know. But yeah, this is amazing. I mean, just amazing research. All right, what's on your mind today? Lori in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Lori, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Everybody is talking about Trump wanting to be a dictator and emulating this guy and other dictators. I think that Trump played as a millionaire and pretended to fire people, but he was never a millionaire and he was never good at it. I think that Trump has always been a really good thug, and he will continue to always be a mafioso thug. He's nothing but a thug. And I think that a lot of the people that have succumbed to that or have, see, I think all along the Republicans have always wanted to own the government and have everything privatized. And I think Trump has always wanted to be able to hold everybody hostage with one of his schemes or another. and suck his money, suck our money, sorry, out of our country, like our contributions for Social Security. That's our money. I don't think any one of them collectively have ever put as much Social Security in as the average regular Joe that's worked their whole life. So that's our money. They're thugs. And they will continue to be thugs. About the Republicans that aren't, I think they're out, like, you look at Marco Rubio in one of those meetings, or you look at Chuck Grassley at a town hall, they look like they're being taken hostage. They look like they were told to do this or else. Yep. They're just doing, I think that Republicans are kind of like Catholic, well, geez, I'm a Protestant, or kind of like a black person, oh, geez, I'm Indian. Everybody is a little different and can be different, but they're us. We are them, okay? It's what was that other movement? It's our turn, or no, me too. Well, mm-hmm. I say, for all of us, nobody wants this prison done in this concentration camp done in our name, nobody. And we need to collectively hug these Republicans that are good people. I'm not talking about the Southern Republicans that are jerks and just want to, you know.
Do you really think most of them are good people, Lori? I think the Republican Party has self-selected for psychopaths.
I think that some of them still are, because I can look at the horrified looks on their faces.
Yeah.
Okay, I think the ones that elected Republicans are, and I think a lot of the Republicans that are in there are.
Yeah.
We need to help them get out.
Well, I hope you're right, Lori. I hope you're right, because the only people right now who can truly stop Donald Trump are the Republicans. And if they were to stand up in the House and Senate, we could put an end to this whole thing right now. Lori, thank you. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
It's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on Earth.
That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. All right, if CBD isn't part of your wellness routine already, now is the time to change that. CBD Awareness Month. And CB Distillery is going all out with a massive sale. Save up to 60% off everything. That includes their number one best-selling relief stick for post-workout pain. And there's sleep gummies, which I absolutely love. I use them. And all of it's up to 60% off when you use the code VIP. This premium quality CBD, nothing artificial, no fillers, just clean plant-based solutions that work. Whether you need to have better sleep, less stress, or relief from pain after exercise, CB Distillery has a natural solution to help you. You don't want to miss this discount. It's the perfect time to get started with CBD and stock up. Visit cbdistillery.com and use my promo code VIP to get up to 60% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. cbdistillery.com, and the code is VIP for up to 60% off.
The White House is set, the flag just a prop. Truth takes a bullet, the cameras don't stop. He's never been real, but the danger is true. He's gambling with lives for a headline or two. The audience cheers as the nation breaks down. He laughs at the fire as he melts off the crown. The show must go on, no matter who dies.
52 minutes past the hour. Yeah, the show must go on. Welcome back. Roger in Seattle. Hey, Roger, what's on your mind today?
I'm really in Hilo, practicing my Eagle Scout, walking around Kilauea. But with your commentary earlier today, I think I need to say I need to hike around Mount St. Helens because they may have a blow up here that they don't expect like Mount St. Helens. Anyway, I went on your website since I've been out of touch for a week, and I missed your show last week, and I looked for your rant on the Liberals Party, mm-hmm. and I didn't see anything except 4 years old or something. So if there's a more recent one, can you point me to it? Because I sorely need it.
I don't know what you're talking about, Roger.
The people that were on the extreme of the 2025 report that we're seeing now are the Liberalists, and it shows where Pramila and Elon have a common, if you go into Wikipedia, look under classic liberalism, and Pramila, of course, emphasizes the social justice side, and Musk conveniently forgets that side of individualism.
Classic liberalism is what we call conservatism here in the United States now, but Roger, I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about. John in Navarre, Florida. Am I saying that right? N-A-V-A-R? What's up, John?
Yeah, that's correct, Tom. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, just fine. What's up?
Thanks very much for having me on the program today. I follow you on Twitter on the Gulf Coast Guys as a handle. We try to retweet your Substack article every day. It's kind of required reading. I wanted to give you a reminder that this coming Sunday, April the 20th, will be the 15th anniversary of the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. Everybody here that lives on the Gulf Coast kind of remembers where they were when it happened. Mm-hmm. It was 15 years ago. I was wondering if you might consider a Substack article on, maybe the title could be, Trump Musk gutting the EPA in new environmental relaxations, inviting a new Deepwater Horizon catastrophe. Because if you know the history of that, it was actually it was kind of invited by the work that Dick Cheney did on something you might remember called was the Energy Task Force.
Yep.
He had a group of the energy executives around his office, and they had a whole list of regulations. And one of the invitees, one of the participants, was, of course, British Petroleum that operated the Deepwater Horizon well. And one of the regulations that came out of that meeting was a relaxation of standards of safety measures.
Right, on the blowout preventers.
The blowout preventer. That's exactly right. It was a $500,000, it was called an acoustical coupler that attached to the bottom of the well. Mm-hmm. And the problem was is that you have to take the well offline in order to attach and maintain the blowout preventer, the acoustical coupler. And so Bush, as an executive order, made that addition to the blowout preventer optional, no longer mandatory.
Right.
And so what happened was is that when that blowout preventer was not part of the Deepwater Horizon spill at the time that it exploded. And so it cost like billions of dollars. 15 years later, there are still effects of the oil spill here on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
So what Trump is doing in gutting the EPA is inviting another Deepwater Horizon oil spill. So
or worse.
I might consider an article on it.
Yeah, or worse. Yeah, no, I've been putting together slowly the research for a piece on Trump's environmental record, and that's a good suggestion. John, thank you. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. Good to hear from you. Bill in Princeton, Minnesota. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind?
I'll tell you, sitting in the queue, it really changes what your original question is going to be. I'm sure I'm not alone on that.
It's quite all right, but get right to it, Bill. We just have a minute.
Okay. The reason Trump hates this country, I read your little op-ed in Ross' story, because he went bankrupt in everything. And, you know, he's not going to blame himself. He's going to have to blame Americans. And then when the banks wouldn't lend him any money because he was such a financial risk, then he went to, you know, Russia to get the money, and he got a, you know, Ivana. And it's just he hates this country, and he wants to destroy it because it destroyed him so many times.
Or embarrassed him. I would say, I think he just marinated in hatred during that trial. Letitia James went after him in New York.
But he didn't like this country because of all of his failures, and it couldn't have been him.
I agree.
You know,
and
what's the Supreme Court's oath? Why aren't they? I can't remember what the oath they take is.
I think it's the standard oath to protect the Constitution, but I don't know, Bill. That's a good question. I'd have to look it up. Bill, thanks for the call. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Is the Supreme Court about to make a decision on whether Trump can fire the Fed chair? Stick around. We'll be right back with that and your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and our freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman to 511-511.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz is in the guest co-host chair with me. We go deep on Trump's constitutional crisis and is Abrego Garcia alive? We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Midday Magazine. Talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Lyle and Eric Menendez will appear via video in a courtroom in Los Angeles Thursday. They'll be hearing if a judge will give them a chance at freedom. The story from KNX radio reporter Emily Valdez.
The brothers are seeking to have their life without parole sentence changed to life with parole. They've spent 35 years in prison for the 1989 shotgun killings of their parents, Kitty and Jose Menendez.
The defense will put on a number of witnesses, including people who are on staff and our guards at R.J. Donovan Prison.
Robert Rand produced the documentary Menendez and Menudo, Boys Betrayed.
California is suing the federal government to try to block President Trump's tariffs. Here's CBS News Sacramento reporter Nina Burns.
This is recklessness at another level. The geopolitical impacts are outsized.
Governor Gavin Newsom and Attorney General Rob Bonta in Stanislaus County Wednesday.